believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening,
do you trust
wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today we're going to have a guest on our show. And, you know, for many of us, you know, what we think about has a lot to do with how we create our lives. And it just all stems from the idea that everything is energy. And our guest today is Coach Chuck Bernard, who is an author, a speaker, a championship mindset mentor, a father of four who has been in the education industry for well over 30 years. That's a long time. That's probably touched a lot of people's lives. Chuck has a master's degree in special education, is certified in advanced behavioral modeling, and is a master NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy practitioner. That's a lot of good stuff. So he knows a lot about the mind. He has also been a skier for 56 years and has walked across burning coals with Tony Robbins on three different occasions and loves traveling. Chuck has been a baseball player or coach for 50 years, and his greatest passion is to see teenagers become champions, not only on the athletic field and in the classroom, but most importantly in life. So I just want to welcome my guest, Coach Chuck Bernard. And Coach Chuck, welcome. So excited to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, and I'm very excited to be part of this. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Awesome. And so, you know, we know that everything is mindset, but, you know, for people in our audience, you know, go back to when you really realized that that was one of the superpowers that we have within ourselves.
You know, it's interesting because during the time that I got into education, and that's a whole story to itself, because when I first learned NLP and all that stuff, I thought I was going to be like Tony Robbins, come back east and do a lot of these motivational speaking and all. But the guiding hand of God, divine providence, what have you, led me into education. And during those early formative years, you know, mindset was something that was coming, that term was coming into education with Carol Dweck's work on growth mindset and all. So it was beginning to be out there. And there's one story in particular that really, I think, drove it home. It was pretty early in my career. You know, it's only a few years in. And I was actually filling in for a teacher who had a student that I knew of. Didn't have him in class or anything, but he had a reputation. He was getting kicked out of class all the time, had a one-on-one behavioral plan. He wasn't like a kid who was a real bully or violent or anything. He was just annoying, right? He was always annoying people. And so sure enough, he's going to act up because, oh, there's a new person in the classroom. I'm going to make sure I act up. And his ed tech was with him, you know, after going through the little behavior plan and redirecting all these things, he's going to escort him out. Well, so I go out in the hallway with him too, because I just had to ask him. It's kind of who I am, where I was at in my life and my training, wanted to know. And I looked right at him and, Jimmy, why are you such a pain in the butt to everybody? And he looked straight at me, total seriousness, because that's what I am. How did you decide that? I didn't decide that. That's just who I am. Oh, so you chose to believe a lie. And I think at that moment, yeah, and processing it afterwards, I really began to understand this idea of mindset, which is how we perceive the world around us, gets filtered by our beliefs and our values and the decisions we made, all these different things going on at the unconscious level. And he had taken that label of being a pain in the butt and made it who he was. So in order to keep his identity, he had to behave as a pain in the butt. So until we were working on that level of his identity and his mindset, the beliefs and things that were driving that, nothing else was going to work. All those rewards and consequences that were tied in the behavior plan hadn't worked for the 3 years in middle school because they were addressing the symptoms and not the core. And that really began to shape me. So as I went forward in my career and started creating my own programs, it was kind of like, it's not about showing better ways to teach reading, writing, math, all this stuff. It's about shifting mindsets. If I don't do that, that other stuff's not going to happen.
Very so true. Yeah, very true. That's a great story and a great insight. And you could just tell by the way you delivered it, it was like I could feel that this kid just, you know, he labeled himself that, and he was actually living up to his, you know, his labeling. And, you know, so often this happens too. It's like in early childhood, it's like we as kids are such sponges. We just take on what's projected as our own truth when in essence it's not.
I'm sorry, you froze up there a little bit at the very end.
Oh, that's okay. I was saying that sometimes what happens is that a lot of times we are in situations in our childhood where many things are projected upon us that are other people's truths and not our own, but yet we, not knowing anything different, take it on as our truth. So, yeah. You know, that yeah. is
yeah, absolutely. And that can
wrap
have
your mind around too.
Yeah, and it can have a profound effect on so much, you know, how we handle the stress around us, what that does for our health, yeah. how we begin to interact with the world, right, based on those projections, those stories that we kind of adopted as true that we begin to tell ourselves. Yeah, it has an incredible impact on every area of our life. Right. Not just our academic performance or athletic performance, but our health and well-being is immensely influenced by that.
Oh, absolutely. I feel that. And I think we know that everything is probably connected. It's like a matrix. It's connected in ways you have no idea, but it's connected. It's not a linear A plus B equals C. It's A plus P equals M Q minus, you know, whatever that is. It's so convoluted, and it's not a, you know, a straight shot. Yeah, it can be. However, I think there's more going on because there's so many moving parts.
Absolutely.
So tell me more about, you know, so you work with kids, do you work with adults, do you work with athletes, or is it just pretty much anybody who needs to have their mindset shifted?
Yeah, like I'm always open to working with anybody, but primarily the market that I kind of cater to are families with teenagers.
Yeah.
Now, many times the teenagers are also athletes, and you know, they want to kind of get into college or get that scholarship or whatever that goal is. And they're, quite frankly, for whatever the reason is, many of the parents and the athletes are more motivated to kind of find answers like, I want to do better, than some of the kids who might be the ones that I used to work with in public school who are falling behind between the cracks. They don't quite fit in. They aren't really doing as well academically as they should. But for whatever reason, the parents, they aren't as seeking me as often or as much. So I, you know, a lot of the ones I find who are motivated to do this are the the athletes. Again, that's kind of a general statement, but that's, and part of it could be that is a lot of my connections are in that world too. And so that, you know, they web out the people I work with, refer to other, you know, other people. So it could be part of that as well. But I did have this conversation recently with my son, who's kind of working with me. And as we were talking about the market and all, is over all the years I've worked in school departments, it wasn't the parents who were saying, "Oh, I need help for my child. What programs do you have?" It was the school going to parents saying, "Your child's struggling. We need to do something different. We have this program available." And the parents would usually say, "Yeah, great. If that's a fit, let's do it." And that subtle difference parent thinking, I think, is why they aren't out there looking as much, right? It's, and it, you know, it's sad to say, and why that is, think there's too many variables to kind of give it a blanket answer. But you know, a lot of the parents have a lot of on their plate, a lot of stresses going on in them. There's a lot of things in their life that's creating issues in their own life, and that can be overwhelming, and they don't really aren't really able to connect with what's going on with the child. And that could be a, you know, that could be a challenge, is trying to get them to see that.
No kidding. And you know, I find too, sometimes it's the awareness factor. It depends on how awake the people are too, like in their kids. I'm sure that sometimes with the work that you're doing, that you're able to assist the child, and in essence, it assists the rest of the family. Have you ever had any situations like that?
Oh yeah, and actually, I'm at a point now where I say, so my foundational program that I offer, which is called Mindset Transformation Program, so parents, you know, want this for their child, whether it's athletics or they just want them to get into a, you know, the right college or whatever it is, whatever their motivation is. I basically provide same program for the parents and say, I really need you to go this with your child. The communication that happens when you guys are doing it together, the understanding of what your child is going through, and you benefit as well. When you find that you are still holding on to some negative emotions or some limiting beliefs that have placed a glass ceiling in your own life, when you go through that process at the same time as your child, the bonding process of going through it all is amazing. You help your child, but you experience it at the same time, and they do, right? So rather than just trying to like say, you know, you really should do this, I've really kind of tied it in, like, listen, you're paying for it with your child. I want you to go through it. I expect you to be at the meetings. I want you to sign a contract with your child, accountability partnership, and it makes a huge difference. It is really it's a game changer.
Well, I'm going to just keep you on that thought because we're getting ready to go on our first break. So when we come back, we'll talk more about that because I think that's so important, you know, how when you're able to assist one person, but it's like the ripple effect that goes out through the whole family lineage too, that helps. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we have guests today, Chuck Barnard, and we're talking about mindset matters. So stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side.
Your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today on our show, we're talking about mindset matters with a special guest, Chuck Bernard, who is he's an expert in mindset. And he is sharing his little tools and his secrets, and also sharing stories about how this shift happens for people and how it impacts not only them, but also everybody who's around them as well, inclusive of the immediate family. So, Chuck, you know, before we went on break, you were sharing a story about how you work with your clients and it's inclusive with the parents, so they kind of work together. I think that is so important, because sometimes, you know, that's like the little key that goes into the lock and allows the parents to look at their lives too. And maybe if they haven't been awake enough to see that, it allows them to witness that for themselves and to see the impact that that is on their life as well too. So yeah. I think it's amazing, and it's such a ripple effect. And, you know, share some more stories about, you know, what you find is the most important, you know, stepping stone for these people.
That's an interesting question. I think in part, there's probably a couple parts to that. From the parent's side, they need to be able to learn as their child, because part of what we're doing with the child is also helping them manage their emotions, yeah, take control of their beliefs, labels, all that. From a parent's side, they need to do that too. You know, I mean, we have all these stressors as parents, as adults, and if we aren't grounded in our own ability to manage those emotions and stress, it's much harder to model that and help our children at the same time. So I can give you an illustration of this with a particular family where mom and dad were well-educated, highly creative people. They're in highly creative industries, right, where they're constantly coming up with new ideas and creative thinking. And they would be the first to tell you that they had ADD and their life was kind of chaotic. Their home was kind of chaotic. They had a hard time managing their own calendars and things, right? They are, again, the kind of people who were thinking creatively and out there all the time, right? And their oldest child was autistic. So that obviously creates a whole nother layer of challenges for the family. So their younger son was in a program we had. And one of the things we also were trying to work on the parents, and again, they understood it and were open to it, was helping them learn to declutter, not just space, right? That has an impact, but declutter their minds, help the kids declutter their minds. Because like in the youngest son, the one we had, part of his stressors were coming from this idea of overwhelm. He has so much in his mind, thinking there's so many things he had to do. He's worrying about his brother, his homework, things like this. Can't find stuff. He's scattered. The family was scattered, right? So it was, all right, we can work with Johnny. We can work with him here at school, help build some habits and things, but we've got to be able to transfer those at home. And mom and dad, if we can help you, there's some things we can do to help you that will help Johnny as well transfer everything, because it's going to help that home environment kind of declutter, de-stress some of all that. And so working with a social worker as well, you know, came up with the game plan, kind of the blueprint for being able to do this. It made a dramatic improvement, made it the work we were doing with Johnny much easier, because now he's going home. And as they were implementing some of the things at home, and the parents were beginning to find, oh my, you know, I'm finding myself even more creative and stuff, because we're managing things differently and better, and the stress levels are coming down. It helps the autistic child, just not to say, I don't want to like give the impression that all of a sudden everything's just perfectly hunky-dory and magic happened, but they will tell you that things began to improve, the stress level began to improve, the child's behaviors began to improve, performance began to improve, they felt better, all because they were beginning to learn how their own brain works and how to let go of some of the emotions, manage the emotions, change some of these beliefs that they had that they never even really stopped to think about that weren't helping them. Like their belief, like managing time is something that, oh, that's just not us. Well, that belief doesn't help you manage time. If you don't think you can, then you're going to have problems learning to do it, right? So, you know, starting with those sort of simple ideas really, really turned that family around.
You know, and it really amazes me how simple it really is in the big scheme of things, but yet we as human beings have a tendency to make things way more complicated. And I know it's a lot of times it's our belief programming of what we've experienced that just, you know, perpetually creates that, you know. So you and I have talked about this before, like energy and vibration and frequency, because everything is. And it's so interesting, because a lot of times what we could physically see, we say, okay, this is energy, you know, this is what I could see. If I can't see it, it doesn't exist. But that's the fallacy, because it does exist. It's like the diagram, if you could visualize an iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is the physical stuff. It's like what you and I are seeing. And below the surface is still part of that iceberg, but it's the unconscious part that's actually driving the iceberg. So it's like all those physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, ancestral, and also dimensional stuff that's below there that contributes to what's going on. So for you, what have been like your biggest wins with, you know, or what have you seen as a repeating pattern with the clients that you worked? Is there one particular thing that contributes to the overall, you know, their mindset, or is it a conglomeration of things?
That's an outstanding question. It's the short answer, I think, is there's one general like category of theme, but what's behind that is a conglomeration of things. But it's that negativity, right? It's the it's the negative thought patterns of I can't, I'm this, I'm dumb, I'm not pretty, I can't do this, I was born, that's the way our family's always been, but whatever it is, right? Now there's all kinds of things I think that go into how that comes to be, but that negative pattern of thinking generally through my experience isn't just within that child. It's a family pattern. And there's this Framingham study that was, it was originally, it was a Hart study. Harvard, I think, was behind it, Framingham, Massachusetts. And some researchers went back and looked at the data. This was, done over a number of years. And as they began to look at the data, what they found was that emotions, particularly negative emotions, but positive emotions as well, spread. And they spread from the individual out to their inner circle and from that inner circle out to their inner circle, sometimes even one more layer out. But to me, the really fascinating thing that they reported was that the spreading was through women. And the theory that they were putting forward with that was women are so much more in tune than men are emotionally.
Okay. Yeah.
That they project their emotions more, and men and women pick up on those emotions more. So that idea of energy, right, is emotions. That's part of that, what we are experiencing and that we communicate on a level that goes beyond the brain. And the negative emotions were more prevalent to spread than the positive. So it really becomes really important to try to break negative patterns of thinking and emotional and that, what was me? I call it the Eeyore syndrome, right?
Eeyore. Yes.
And try to reframe that and give some new habits and new patterns, because it doesn't just impact you, it impacts your entire inner circle. Especially from the women within those circles. And that is this energy level, that something that's not hardwired into the brain, so to speak. And what I mean by that is there are some emotions that you can stimulate, like parts of the brain, you can get fear. There's some emotions there, but there are a lot of that intuitiveness, the emotional aspect it's not stimulated in the brain. It's something beyond the brain. And I was just listening to an interview with Dr. Igor. He's a professor and a medical doctor, neurosurgeon. And he was talking about a book that he'd written in his journey with all these brain operations he'd done. And it's fascinating because they can, you'll go in and he'll like be removing a tumor or what have you. The person is only local anesthesia. So they can have a conversation with a person while they're taking out a tumor out of their brain, and they can stimulate different parts of the brain to see what the person is experiencing. And doing experiments like this, and conversations like this about how they've begun to learn that there's things like what we're kind of talking about here that aren't hardwired in the brain, but the brain, like, it's like the, like a receiver, right? So it receives it from out there, right? And then it begins to manifest it, communicate it to the body and to the rest of us. And it was a fascinating interview.
Cool.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to go on our next break already. I can't believe it. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have my special guest today, Chuck Bernard, and we're talking about mindset and mindset matters. And so when we come back, we'll share some more and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about Mindset Matters today with Coach Chuck Bernard. And Chuck is an expert in innovative thought leader and advocate for conscious success, and we're diving into the power of mindset in both personal growth and professional development. So, you know, before we went on our break, you were talking about the whole, the concept of, energy and how the energetics of mindset are so important. And we were sharing about a study that you had talked about whether there was a neurosurgeon doing those surgeries that on a patient who is conscious and working on the brain and removing tumors and stuff like that. So that is pretty interesting. And I've seen that too in my practice where they're looking at pathways as to, you know, what, especially when they do that for seizure type of problems and stuff. So they get the trigger point. So yeah, it's pretty profound. And I know moving forward, you know, there's so much we don't know about how the mind works that I'm sure it's more and more that's going to get revealed. So, you know, Chuck, share with us how you would walk somebody through, you know, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. We all know that mindset is huge. And in this day and age of what we're witnessing in humanity's evolution, what are some things that you could share with the audience that will assist them with moving forward in their lives? Because I think sometimes we have a tendency to focus on the negative. And it's the external thing, but it's also a mirror of what's happening internally as well. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, every day I go through habits, routines to help ground me and try to start my day out. Because if I don't, there's a lot of negativity in the world, that negative energy, what have you, can take root. And I often use a metaphor of talking about a garden, and you have to, you know, weed the garden. I think I told you that one when we had talked before. And it's a great metaphor. It's a great metaphor. But there's ultimately, when I'm working with people, trying to get them, empower them to make that shift, there's kind of three parts to this that we go through. And the first is, you've got to be in a place where you're ready to accept the fact that you are actually responsible for your life. And what I mean by that is, you aren't necessarily responsible for what happens to you. The things that happen to you that are absolutely beyond your control. But when those things happen to you, you are responsible for what you do about it. And there's you can begin to break that down to things like basic things. How do you spend your time? What are the labels that you are giving yourself or you accept from others? What are the beliefs that you are deciding on or choosing to believe? What about the emotions that you're holding on to that you haven't really dealt with or recognized and resolved? Your memories. We are a product of our memories. You actually have a lot more control over those than you would imagine. So step one is to help educate people and show them that they are responsible for those things and how to actually be responsible, take responsibility. When you put those two words together, that's an action. It's action steps, right? So there's action steps that we need to help them do to actually demonstrate that word, that noun of responsibility. So that's kind of phase one. Phase two is then helping them identify, again, go back to kind of that metaphor of a garden, what those weeds are that are popping up in their life. What are those labels and those beliefs and the memories and the decisions they made, things that have put a glass ceiling over them, holding them back, putting the cap on their abilities, limiting them, creating that negative energy. And when we identify those, we take them through a process and show them how to then weed them out. Give them the right tools so that they can weed them out. Now, sometimes people do that on their own, right? Whatever, through sheer force of will, what have you, they do it all with their hands. They don't necessarily have the right tools, but they get in there, they dig, and they, you know, get dirt under their fingernails, what have you, and they do it, move on. Fantastic. God bless you, anybody who's been able to do that. What we try to do is give people better tools to be able to identify those and then dig them out more efficiently and clearly. I call that cleaning up your past, right? Or weeding the garden.
Yeah.
Then that next stage to that is, all right, now we want to give you habits. I call applying heat, habit, emotion, attitude training. So we want to help you establish two essential rituals in your life. And the difference between a ritual and a habit is really about purpose, intent, and a ceremonial aspect. So you aren't just doing it. You are really thinking about why you're doing it, the reason behind it, and doing something to make this habit really special. And the two main rituals that I work with people to try to empower them to build into their life are a morning and evening ritual. Understanding that the purpose of the morning ritual is to get your mind, body, and spirit ready for the day. What are the things I need to do that? In the evening, it's to prepare your mind, body, and spirit for rest, recovery, and growth. Now, when you're young, that's both physical and emotional growth. But when you become our age, it's the personal growth, right? It's the emotional growth, because we never stop growing that way throughout our lives. So it's giving them the tools that science and, quite frankly, many religions throughout history have used these tools for doing just that, helping you control the negative influences of the world, manage your emotions, Take care of your attitude so that when life knocks you down, because it will, your mindset now is such that you keep training it so that you can get back up, brush yourself off, get back in the game. And that's really kind of the process. And that, and I tell people, this is all we've done now is we've prepared you so that now if you really want to build the mindset of a champion and really build some positive characteristics in you so you become much better prepared for improving your relationships, improving your mind and body, your health, your learning. And then the keystone that holds it all together, that that spirit of a champion, those characteristics and beliefs that we want to build. Well, now you can really do it because you've put down a good garden bed. You put in the right soil, you put in the right plants, you've got the habits ready. So now we can really keep planting all the right flowers that are going to make that, that metaphor I use. But that first part is crucial. Get those, you know, take responsibility, clean things up, get the habits built.
Yeah, thank you for that. That, you know, that's beautiful and it's very concise. It's, and I know for many people, maybe the first times they're listening to this whole concept, this is a showstopper for some people because it's just like, oh, I'm responsible. Yeah, you are. You create your reality. And it's how you respond as to, you know, what happens and how you deal with it. I know that you could either react or you could be a witness and mindful and respond and learning to gauge that. And also in the comeback to all of that too is, you know, I kind of see how being from your heart space as well could also help with the delivery of how you respond to things as well. And dropping that into the body so they're able to move forward and combine the two together. So I've always felt that, you know, you could say the same thing multiple different ways. It's how you say it. So for me, I do my morning ritual too when I get out of bed and stuff, because I know for me, my mindset is essential to the type of day that I'm going to have. So it's like you're kind of pre-programming yourself, and I do my best to speak from my heart, especially if I have challenging news to say to somebody, because, you know, I believe it's in the way it's delivered. And sometimes when you're speaking from your heart space, you might not cerebrally know what to say, but you're going to say the right thing. Yeah. And it's going to be received the right way. So, you know, I love the idea that you're able to teach us. This should really be a program in the school system, because I would think that this would be such an instrumental process for people to learn this tool, because it's a life-changing concept. And, you know, unfortunately, the way education is structured right now, and I know that paradigm shifting as well. What are your thoughts and what do you see in the future of that possibly being a reality?
Thank you so much for that question, because that is really what I want to move towards. And, you know, quite frankly, initially right now, talking to individuals like homeschoolers is more productive because they have control over their curriculum. Like I have an entire curriculum that takes the whole process. What an ideal opportunity for high school students to earn credit by taking some real courses that train them in skill sets and mindset and beliefs that are going to have an enormous impact lifelong, right?
Agreed.
Right now, their job is to learn and develop and grow. So let's give them some really good tools, right? That's
absolutely
my thing. Yeah. Now, there are some programs out there. And there's some good ones. Not a lot. They're not in a lot of schools. Yeah. One of my, towards the end of my career, before I left to do this full time, they were implementing a program that touched on some of these things that I'm talking about, not all of them, but the way they were trying to implement it in the school department was very ineffective. The teachers weren't necessarily buying in, because when they were trying to do this in what they were calling an advisory period, where at the middle school level, advisory period, the kids, you know, had been basically in classes all day, advisory periods coming at the end of the day, and they want to do things. They want to get outside. They want to bond through play, and they're still in middle school, but that's what they want to do. And a lot of teachers would honor that. So they were having a hard time implementing this because it was secondary, wasn't getting the priority that it should do, and it wasn't being viewed as I think it should be as a main part of the curriculum. But
Chuck, hold that thought. I'm going to interrupt you because we need to go on our last break, but let's continue with this when we come back. So once again, you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're talking about why mindset matters and the importance of that with my special guest, Chuck Bernard. So we'll see you on the next segment. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today we've been talking about mindset and why mindset matters with Chuck Bernard, who's an expert in mindset. He's an author. He's a coach. He works with teenagers to get them to the correct mindset for gearing themselves up for success, whether it's sports, academia, or just life in general. And before our break, we were talking about, you know, the timing of this and how important this concept is. And it really should be in our school systems. And with the paradigm shifts that we're all experiencing in the days of now, where everything is crumbling as we're going into a different era in humanity's evolution, I feel that this is an essential foundational piece. And I know, Chuck, you feel the same way as well. So what I'm kind of seeing with this, and, you know, because I'm like a visionary as well, I feel that this is such an essential piece. I feel that for the people to teach it to the kids, they need to experience it themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? The teachers, it should be part of the teacher's curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as you said, it sometimes schools, they get so it's such a big issue, but so I'm not trying to keep this just laser focused. But there's a lot of pressure for them to get their test scores up with math and sciences and the language arts. That's how they can get some of their funding. And if they aren't doing well in those, you know, they also, schools will look at, oh, how many of my students are going off to college and good. So there's pressure for the traditional academic subjects. And of course, that, like, I don't want to like dismiss that. But in that process and that thinking, they are missing the value that helping students take control of their mindset has on all of those things we just talked about. Right. So
I totally agree. Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to interfere with that. Like, so when I started putting together my programming, putting it up on a virtual platform. So like, all right, I can only work with so many people, but I can put this into a program that people can do. There's some video things that I can do guiding people through the process, so I can make it a course that could go into like schools or homeschool environments or what have you, and multiply the impact of all this. And thinking about that, you know, I wanted to keep some of the lessons and activities relatively short. So you could actually conceivably have students doing this independently in a study hall and mm-hmm. still have time to do study hall type stuff. It does not have to be directly taught by a teacher who needs to be trained in any sort of lesson plans or things like that. So there's some real flexibility for schools to be able to offer it and give not just the students, but offer it to staff, to families, yeah. to parents, to the community. Like, here, we bought this package.
Yeah.
It's available to all of you. We encourage you. And I emphasize that word because there is something to be said about not making it mandatory, but encouraging it with the credits that you get, what have you, so that they choose to do it. Because once again, that once you make that choice, yep. you're responsible.
Oh, absolutely. Right? And, you know, we're wrapping up this segment in this episode just went whizzing by. So what is the best way people could contact you and just share about your books and your programs that you have available? I'd like for you to be able to share that. We have about a minute and a half left, so do your All best.
Right. Awesome. Thank you. Well, one, I would love to offer your audience a free gift. I have a 10-week blueprint for health and happiness, and this is essentially the blueprint for creating those habits that I talked about. It's what, after I lost my wife back in 2022 to cancer, these habits I had are what helped me grieve healthily and move forward. So I've lived it, right? It's not just talking. So I'd like to make that available. People can go to CoachChuck360.com, CoachChuck360.com, and there's all my stuff. Like, you can get to all my websites, everything there. There's a contact me section. If they text me a first name, last name, best email, and just say the Dr. Dolores Show, I will send them a link, and they can get that for free. And it's, again, you'll have it, blueprint, you work on implementing it. I lived it. It can be profound different, but also at CoachChuck360, you can find my YouTube channel. You can find my blog with my articles. There's everything's there. All
and
in
thank
one
you,
place.
Chuck, for coming and, look forward to having you probably again in the future. So
well, thank you,
thank you for playing. Thanks for your information.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.